Part 5. The Turning of the Tide. The period from 1957 to 1975 was marked by radical changes to rural life. Farms in Quebec declined sharply in number and skyrocketed in average value, from $17,000 to nearly $200,000. Agriculture, being key to Quebec's development, proved to be an issue that transcended party lines, as these changes were concerns for both the Liberal and Union Nationale governments that ran Quebec at different points during this time. Under Jean Lesage, the Liberal government doubled funding for agricultural loans, and in 1967, the Union Nationale government passed the Crop Insurance Act to expand insurance to a wider variety of crops. Meanwhile, Quebec's agricultural population was shrinking. One could even say it constituted rural depopulation. During this time, Pinsonneau and Bois both left Solio, and the changing of the guard was not without its hiccups. In 1962, for one of the few times in its long history, the organization found itself in the red. Joseph Arthur Courteau was placed in charge of the organization to lead recovery efforts. In addition to putting forth a plan to streamline its operations, including job cuts, Courteau encouraged the replacement of former Ministry of Agriculture officials with new employees from the private sector to breathe new life into the organization, even if they were with the competition. From 1969 to 1980, Solio was headed by President Roland Pigeon, a Verchères-based breeder of purebred Ayrshire cattle. Like Pinsonneau before him, he served as a leader in multiple capacities, including in his local co-op, Dairy Farmers of Canada, and the Ayrshire Breeders Association of Canada. On the business side of things, Solio's distribution channels included grocery chains such as Steinberg, which sold over 100,000 chickens per week. While the poultry sector thrived, eggs took a hit. A joint plan was adopted in 1966 to limit egg production, and many co-ops shifted their focus away from eggs in 1975. To keep its finger on the pulse of innovations in agricultural practices, in 1966, Solio became a member of Cooperative Research Farms, a partnership for cutting-edge animal nutrition research that encourages member engagement. The partners in Cooperative Research Farms are based in Canada, the United States, and France. This period in time was also marked by advances in agricultural technology. However, many farmers continued to use horses and were skeptical that machinery would bring much to the table. In the mid-1960s, Solio held only 10% of the market share for agricultural equipment. In the 1970s, hay equipment from the brand Heston and silage equipment from the Quebec-based brand Dion became commercially available, and by 1975, mower conditioners accounted for 40% of Solio's sales. In 1958, Solio branched out into the fuel business with a series of acquisitions in what would become the fuel distributor Sonic. In 1974, Sonic's network included 58 co-ops, 12 Fédéré centers, and 75 gas stations.